This is ReachMD. Welcome to this special series, Rethinking Migraine, sponsored by Lilly. On this episode, titled Starting Preventative Migraine Approaches, we will hear from Dr. Rashmi B. Halker Singh, Assistant Professor of Neurology and Director of the Headache Fellowship Program at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona.
If you feel that your patient would benefit from a prophylactic treatment for migraine, there's a few things to keep in mind when you have this discussion with them. First of all, you should discuss with your patient, what are the goals of treatment? First of all, obviously the goal is to reduce headache frequency and to improve their lifestyle and reduce disability. Acute treatments might also work better if a patient is on a prophylactic medication. In addition, they may need less of their acute treatment. When you decide what to put your patient on, it's also important to keep in mind what other medical problems they might have and what other medications they might be on. Most of our first-line migraine preventive medications fall into one of three main categories: antidepressants, anti-epileptic medications, and antihypertensives. Each one of these medications carries their own set of possible side effects, and it's important to keep that in mind when choosing a treatment. Also, when discussing putting a patient on a preventive treatment, it's important to manage their expectations and set them up for success. Not only is it important to have a detailed discussion with your patient about possible side effects so that they know what to watch out for and what might happen and know which side effects are worrisome and worth stopping the medication for and which ones will probably get better if they continue the treatment, it's also important to let them know how long they need to be on the medication to deem it an adequate trial. Patients don't always know that it can take a month or two at a therapeutic dose of a drug to see benefit, or that we typically start with a very low dose and titrate slowly to avoid side effects. Without managing their expectations, they may be less willing to continue with a drug, and I think it's very important to have these discussions with your patient to set them up for success.
The preceding program was sponsored by Lilly. Content for the series is produced and controlled by ReachMD. This series is intended for healthcare professionals only. To revisit any part of this discussion and to access other episodes in this series, visit reachmd.com/rethinkingmigraine. Thank you for listening. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.